Guelph today received the following letter from Donna McLeish in defense of good landlords. My husband and I have been landlords for over 20 years. I understand her frustration that students are asked to start their lease on May 1st, but there are valid reasons. Property taxes go on, insurance is more expensive if a unit is empty, and although little hydro or gas is being used, there are still base charges which continue and need to be covered. As well, this guarantees that if the student chooses to sublet their unit, they are the one who must deal with any dirt or garbage left by their sublet, not the landlord. Believe me, we have all been stung by this, and vow to never do it again. Why are rents so high? It is really sad that this is the case. But remember that property taxes increase at a higher percentage every year than the rent increase allowed by the LTB. Rental insurance increased by at least 45% 2 years ago. Don't forget that although there are income tax rebates given for HST, carbon tax and rent or property tax paid, landlords are not granted these. And real estate prices have dramatically increased over the past few years, as have interest rates and repair costs. Why unfairly point the finger at the landlord? Do you expect someone to provide you with housing and lose money in doing so? Not much of a business model. Might I quietly point out that housing students can, and I stress that word, can, be a real pain. There must be some recompense for parenting novices through their first stab at housekeeping away from home. That said, most of our students were excellent, excellent people. We enjoyed their refreshing personalities. I resent the general stereotype that landlords have no scruples and are stinking rich, while doing no work but trotting off to the bank. Many of us mom and pop type got to where we are by much hard work. We are on call at all hours, and have cleaned up our fair share of disgusting messes. 37 bags of garbage from one 3-bedroom unit, food moths, a year's worth of calcium buildup on faucets, tubs and toilets, late-night calls from neighbors due to our partying tenants. The list goes on. As well, you would be surprised if you knew the hefty income tax burden due upon selling a rental property, and there are two unfair issues with the way it is calculated. But that is for another day. We consider our tenants to be our friends. Most are clean, neat, respectful people. We strive for a win-win situation, where we provide a decent service for those who choose use it. This world would be a better place if, instead of ranting and railing, we all tried to understand the other point of view before casting stones. I hope that I have given you, Donna, a glimpse of life from the other side of the fence. Julie Wilson Guelph.